right, so for our children's story this morning, I'm going to continue with our story about Dick Hayden, who had, as a young boy, he had come to know the Lord, and then he started to go his own way, and he came back to the Lord, and God worked out some miraculous ways for him to be able to go to Walla Walla College in Washington so that he could then study to be a pastor in preparation for his ultimate goal of being a missionary down in South America. So Dick, he's been in school, he's been working, and now he's finally getting ready to get closer to his senior year. And it was summertime, and he did have a chemistry class that he needed to finish taking. He'd been so busy working, he hadn't been able to finish all the coursework. But it was summertime, and most of his other friends who were studying to be pastors had gotten calls to work in with the conference in different places to do evangelism work. And that's really, really what he wanted to do. And he kept praying, Lord, please open the way for me to be able to do evangelism this summer. But time just kept going on, and it got time for class to start. All his friends had positions, but he didn't. And so he tried not to get discouraged because he knew God had called him to be a pastor, but he really wanted to do that. But he still kept praying, Lord, if it's your will and if you work it out, then that's fine. But, you know, I always pray for your will to be done. So Dick got to the first day of summer classes, and so he got in his chemistry class, and he wrote down his name and the date on his paper and was getting all ready when there was a knock at the door. And his teacher went to the door and spoke with the gentleman and said, Dick, there's someone at the door who would like to speak with you. And so Dick, he got up from his seat and he went to the door, and the teacher introduced him to Elder Grandy, who was the president of the Montana Conference. And he said, Dick, I have heard so many good things about you and your love for the Lord and your wanting to work for him, and we need someone just like you to come to Montana this summer and to work with us with some evangelistic meetings and different things and come and help us. And so Dick was, you know, he was surprised, but he thought, well, you know, God doing it this way, I know absolutely for sure this is his will for me. And on top of that, Dick had a girlfriend at Walla Walla who had gone home to Spokane, and Elder Grandy said, we need you to be able to leave early tomorrow morning to take the train to Spokane and stay overnight in Spokane, and maybe, Dick thought he saw a twinkle in the man's eyes because he was actually a distant relative of Dick's girlfriend, Joanne. And he said, if you have some friends you could stay with there in Spokane overnight and then leave the next morning to head to Montana, if you could do that. And so Dick, he was more than happy to be able to do that, to be able to see Joanne before he went off to Montana for the summer. And so while there, he got to work. He'd lead song service every night at the meetings and do all he could and go and do Bible studies with people. All more that he knew was helping to prepare him to go and be a missionary in South America. And later on, because he did end up marrying Joanne, spoiler alert, she realized that God was helping to prepare her also, because she was lonely because Dick was gone to Montana for the summer, and then her mom had to leave to go take care of her mom in Iowa, and so Joanne had to be alone by herself most of the time while her dad was at work, but also to learn how to take care of the house and to cook the meals, and also to deal a little bit with that loneliness, because for missionaries going away to a foreign country, there's going to be a little bit of that. So that's where I will leave Dick and Joanne. But so next time we will have some more of the story and find out what happens to Dick and Joanne.